listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Dr. Tilman Ruff is the co-founder of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. His organization, ICAN, was awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize, the Peace Prize, for the role it played in getting the UN General Assembly to adopt a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons. Dr. Tilman Ruff is on campus to speak to students at Sac State today. Had it been any other kind of day, Dr. Ruff, we would have definitely spent a very long period of time with you, but here we are in the midst of wildfires. Welcome and thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much, Beth. I'm grateful to be here. I really want to express my sympathy to the people that have been affected both by the terrible mass shooting a few days ago, but also the ferocity of and extent of these fires. This is not normal. This is a climate-stressed world, what we all face. Nobody is spared. Of course, when we think of climate disruption, we think about global warming. Most people don't understand that the greatest risk of acute climate disruption is actually from nuclear war. But I really want to express my sympathy for all of those that have lost their homes and especially those who have lost more in these difficult times.
I would like to look through the window into your mind after these midterm elections. Certainly there are bigger questions about the UN treaty. But considering the week it's been and all that's been said in American political leadership, what are you thinking right now?
I'm worried. I'm worried that by most objective assessments and the authoritative opinions of those who've managed nuclear weapons before, the dangers of nuclear weapons actually being used is growing. All of the nuclear-armed nations, the nine of them, are investing not just in retaining those weapons, but actually in modernizing them, in adding new capacities. All states are obliged, or countries are obliged legally, to pursue and achieve nuclear disarmament. But not only are we seeing no real disarmament negotiations progressing, after decades, half a century since the Non-Proliferation Treaty entered into force, but we're seeing those really crucial constraints on nuclear weapons development, on the arms race, the legacy that helped to end the first Cold War, the INF Treaty, now in jeopardy. So these are difficult times. We don't have the luxury of time on our side to deal with this existential threat.
What's your view of the situation in North Korea, which President Trump has presented as so positive that he has suggested that there was a saving of the world from a potential nuclear incident?
Certainly the change that we've seen over the course of this year from really belligerent and explicit, quite irresponsible in my view, rhetoric on both sides, ratcheting up, you know, backing leaders into corners is not a healthy thing to do when they're both nuclear armed. So that the rapprochement, the dialogue that's happening is enormously welcome and needs to continue, needs to strengthen, needs to get bedded down as quickly as possible in durable binding agreements that will survive the vicissitudes and vagaries of the individuals involved. I'm very encouraged by the developments and particularly by the extraordinary leadership that I think President Moon in South Korea is providing to really make some major changes that are building people-to-people contact, economic links, continued dialogue between the North and the South. I think if this were left to the Koreans, they would have sorted this out a long time ago. So a long way to go, but very hopeful dialogues that need to continue and bear fruit.
We only have, unfortunately, about a minute left, but you're speaking to students on campus, and they didn't grow up with some of the experience that you and I have had in the conversation of nuclear weapons in the world. What's your message to young people?
My message is that this is an existential threat. It will be the end of nuclear weapons or the end of us. Those are our two options. We absolutely all need to take this personally and make sure that the answer to that question is the right one. And there's things that we can all do to make sure that that happens for everything that we love and hold dear.
Dr. Tilman Ruff, it was a privilege to have a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.
I'm also going to take a picture of something beautiful that you brought with you. Do you want to quickly say what it is?
Well, I'm happy to share, because it was awarded to the whole campaign, the Nobel Peace Prize medal, the very beautiful Norwegian sculpted medal that was awarded to the campaign, which all of the people who care and have worked on this issue should feel a sense of ownership and pride and encouragement.
We will post a picture of that online. Thank you, Dr. Ruff.
Thank you.
Stay with CAP Radio online and on air through the day for continuing wildfire coverage. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks to everyone that helped make this hour so informative. And as everybody has expressed, our care, our hearts, and our gratitude to the first responders as the firefight in Butte County goes on. This is Insight on CAP Radio. Thanks for joining us.